So what is work? Work is love made visible. A wise person said, when we come on this earth, we all have to work, and we always say, why do I have to do it? Why do I have to work? Why is nobody else doing it? Why do I have to do the dishes? Why do I have to vacuum? But work we all have to do, but it's the attitude, and we should work out of love. So a work should be an expression of my love for God, love for my fellow beings, then love for myself. That through this work, I am evolving, I am getting better. When I work out of love, then love no longer becomes a chore. Otherwise, we think of work as a punishment, as a chore, you know. Life is so tough. Life will be tough if we make it tough. But if we work with that attitude that I am here to serve the world. See, for ourselves, everybody works. But after a certain stage, once you have studied the Gita way, then we start working for others. And the destiny of everybody is to work. Sharir yatra pichate na prasiddhyet akarmana. Bhagavan says in the third chapter that even to maintain your body, you have to work. You have to get up in the morning, brush your teeth, take a shower, eat breakfast. But why not work as a servant of the Lord? So the choice is either you can be a flute or you can be an ordinary bamboo. An ordinary bamboo just grows in the wild and dies. But when it becomes a flute in the hands of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, then beautiful music comes out of that. And that's what the Lord uses the flute to spread. That's why when that ras was going on the banks of the Yamuna River, the Lord's flute was so enchanting that all the ladies, they all came. And they were all dancing and they were mad with that joy. Because that flute was so beautiful, so enchanting. And not only the ladies from Vraja came, but even the animals and birds became still. Even the river stopped moving because the water said, I don't want to miss this flute. And even the gods from heaven came and they were showering flowers, Indra and all the gods. That was the enchantment of. So that's what they say, become a flute in his hands. And let the Lord play through you. And whatever work, it doesn't matter what work you are doing. You may be building a building, you know. You may be a contractor or you may be a laborer. You say, this building I'm building as if my children are going to stay. Maybe they are not. Maybe you are building for somebody else. But how would I build if my children were living there? If I'm making, you know, a cloth, I say I'm a cloth weaver. Or a cloth worker, this cloth my beloved is going to wear, or I'm going to wear. How with what love you would make it. Same thing if you are planting seeds, you are a farmer and you are working out in the heat. You say, I'm planting seeds so that the fruit that comes out or the grain that comes out is for my children. So with that attitude, then every action becomes an activity of love. And one thing about work, never say I have become old. Don't say, ab to main buda ho gaya hun. Beta jara mujhe pani ka glass la do. Never say that. Get up and get things for yourself. Why do you have to have your children serve you? The more active you keep your body, the healthier you will be. If you sit down and say, I am old, you will become old. Main buda ho gaya hun, bologe to bude ho jaoge. Say, I am young, I am enthusiastic, I can work. I know of one person in Delhi who, after retirement, decided to start working for cancer. And he worked for the Cancer Society in detection and then subsequently built a cancer hospital. Just volunteer work, did not get a penny out of it. Started the hospital, he had 50,000 rupees in his pocket when he started construction. He got loans, did fundraisers. The hospital was started with 160 beds. Now it is a 600-bed state-of-the-art hospital, has all the latest equipment, And he didn't keep a penny. He donated the hospital to the community, made a non-profit organization. And somebody asked him, you know, how come you're working so hard after retirement? He had retired, and that's when he decided. He said, you know what is retire? Retire. After you have retired, get tired again one more time. Start a new job, start a new profession, and keep working till you can't work anymore. And that's what he did. He worked till he was in the 90s, till he could not work anymore. So that's what Bhagavan Krishna tells us, that work is necessary, but with what attitude? And that's the principle of Karma Yoga, which we studied in the third chapter. And then Bhagavan Sri Krishna started the fourth chapter with saying that this yoga of knowledge, of the second and third chapter, yoga of knowledge and Karma Yoga, which I have given you, I had taught to the sun god in the beginning of creation. Sun was there before creation. And then the sun god taught it to Manu, the first human being. Manu taught it to Ikshvaku, the royal king who was also a sage. And from Ikshvaku, it went down to all his children, grandchildren, and from the guru to the shishya. But over the years, this evam parapraptam imam, this knowledge, it disappeared. Why? Not that there were not teachers, but they were not willing students. They were not people who were deserving, who wanted to learn. And so this knowledge appears to have disappeared. But Bhagavan says, today I have taught you this knowledge again. He tells Arjuna that this same knowledge which I had given to the sun god, I am giving to you. Maya adya proktaha. This puratana, this ancient knowledge, I have told you today. So then last week we had studied that Arjuna asks, he says, Bhagavan, you only appeared 65, 70 years ago. That's how old he was. And you said you taught this knowledge to sun god who's billions of years old. How could you have done that? So that was Arjuna's question. So today we'll see Bhagavan's answer. How he, Bhagavan, taught this knowledge of this yoga to the sun god. So verse number 5. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa. Together, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna tanyam ham veda sarvani natvam vetha parantapa. So Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavan Krishna answered Arjuna's question, how could you have taught this knowledge to the sun god? He says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani. He says, Bahuni, mine, vyatitani, have passed janmani. Many, many births I have taken, Bhagavan Sri says. Tava charjuna, and you also, Arjuna, have taken many births. So what he's talking about is the jiva, the individual, takes numerous births. As we all know, we have taken 8.4 million births, 84 lakh yoni, before you become a human being. And then even in human life, we don't know how many births we have taken. And the Lord also has many births. But what is the difference between the Lord's birth and our birth? We are reincarnated. Lord is incarnated. Lord appears. So we'll discuss that. So he says, I have taken many births and you also, Arjuna, have had many births. What is the difference? Tani aham veda sarvani. All those births I remember, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, because as we know, Sri Vishnu had so many, 24 avatars, and then there were many other manifestations. So he says, the Lord says, I remember all, not only my birth, but I remembered all the births of all human beings, all animals, all birds, plants, fish, because he is all knowing, Sarvajna. Tani aham veda sarvani, I know all of them. Na tvam veta parantapa. O Arjuna, you do not know your previous births, and which is true. We don't know what we were in the past, but most of the time we don't even remember so many things of this birth. You know, like if I ask you, what was the color of your algebra, you know, textbook in 8th grade? You say, I don't. Every day you carried it to class, every day you opened it, but we don't remember because we only remember things that we need to remember or things that are important. But even that, after a time, we forget. Wives say, yeah, my husband even forgets what he did yesterday. So he says, what is the difference between Jiva and Ishvara? Jiva is the individuality, you and me. Just to go over this chart for anybody who is new, this BMI chart with the body I perceive, BMI is me, that's what I think. With the body I perceive objects, with the mind I feel emotions, with the intellect I think thoughts, and vasanas are my tendencies, and Om is God, God's presence in every one of us. So this jiva, this individual mind and intellect, we take a particular body and then we drop the body at the time of death. Then we go to heaven or hell or wherever. And in the Buddhist call it bardo, B-A-R-D-O. And then you may spend a lot of time. You may spend a year. You may spend 100 years. You may spend a lot of time, depending on our karmas. And then after that, you take a new birth, but you promptly forget, except there are some rare instances of children who for a short while may remember their previous birth, but then they forget it. So the Ishvara is the Lord who knows everything, all the births of all human beings at all times, not only humans, but all beings, animals, birds, plants. So the end. Why? Because the Ishvara works through the Samashti. We'll talk about that in the next verse. Works through the totality. All the totality, everything is created by the Lord Ishvara. He is sustained, and then at the time of death, dissolution. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, the creator, sustainer and destroyer, is Ishvara who sustains and maintains this universe. And evolution, Darwin's theory of evolution, we believe in such a way, as we said, that we go through different births. Rumi said it very beautifully. He's a great thinker. He says that we have gone through many births. He says, I was a stone and I became a plant. I was a plant, I became an animal. I was an animal, I have become a human. Now, why should I be afraid to die? I died as a plant and became an animal. I died as an animal, became a human. If I die as a human, I'll come back as an angel. And even there, I should not be afraid, because after I die as an angel, I'll go to that which is beyond mind. When the ego ends, then you realize that you are that divinity. So it is a stepwise progression from stone to plant to animal to human to angel, you know, to the saints and then to the highest truth. So death is no fear, because it is just an evolution. I just want to talk for 2 minutes about Max Müller. He's a very famous German philosopher who lived in Oxford and studied Sanskrit and had translated the Vedas. And he talked about, he said, this avatar is just nonsense. It is just twaddle, you know, it is not worth, Gurudev talks in his commentary. He just criticized. See, he was an authority on Upanishads, but he misunderstood them. His understanding was that what he said was very true, that the ancient Vedic religion was very pure, and then it had become corrupted over the years through misunderstanding, through andhavishwas, superstition and all that, wrong thinking. But his solution was what? That we should spread Christianity more, spend more money, make more missionaries and make India into a Christian, so there'll be a combination of Hinduism and Christianity. While scholars like Shankaracharya, Vivekananda, Gurudev Swami, Chinmayananda, they said the same thing, that the ancient Vedic culture has deteriorated, but their solution was revive the, bring back the ancient Vedic culture. That's what Gurudev spent his whole life, and that's what, you know, all the Chinmaya missions throughout the world are trying to revive. So the same, the thinking was the same, but the solution is so different. So that is what is the purpose of Ishvara. He says that he will talk in the later verse, why do I manifest? So they say this life is like a school. Like if I go to school, here of course they don't fail anybody. If you're from third grade, they push everybody to fourth grade, whether he can read or doesn't read. But in India, if you don't pass third grade, and if you next year they make you repeat, and third year again they make you repeat, until you pass, until you get a passing marks, then only you go to fourth grade. I remember in medical school, we had one student who never passed first MBBS. He had been there for more than 10 years. He was always in first MBBS. And he kept repeating. And we came, we graduated, he was still there. He never used to study. His parents used to send money from Africa. So he never studied. He used to sleep. I don't know why the school kept him. He used to pay his fees, but never pass. So it said that this school, this life is a school where if you don't pass, then you have to repeat. And what is pass? Becoming one with God. Until you reach that state of enlightenment where you become one with God, you have to keep repeating. And just as between two sessions, there is a summer break, you know, 2-3 months we have summer break. One school session ends, then there is a summer break, then in August, September, the next session. So here also our summer break is Bardo, where we go in heaven or hell and we wait. And after 100 and 200 years, you meet some friend. He said, what, you are still here? He says, yeah, I'm waiting for my karmas to finish so I can get a new body. So after the summer break, we start all over again. All over, so after the break, we start our life. And we don't remember. Because human beings have a very selective memory. It's like if I ask you, you know, I like this shirt or I like this dress. How much did you buy it for? You might have bought it 2 years ago. You said, yeah, I bought it for $50 or I bought it for $100. That we remember very well. But if we say, what did we discuss in last week's Gita class? How many people remember? That money we remember very well. So it's question of, or if we remember anything, we remember stories and jokes. But what was the message? You know, that is what, that's why, again, that's why Bhagwan also knows that we won't remember. So he will repeat this message again and again throughout the Gita. He will put new ideas and then he will repeat certain ideas. So it may seem repetitious, but it is because we need to remember. And as I said, until you learn the lesson, you have to completely repeat the class. So Swami Tejomayananda Ji Guruji says, if you don't change what you are doing, if you keep doing what you have been doing, you will keep getting the same result. Result will not change. Only way it will change is if you have to change your actions. So this reminds me of a story. So there was this man who would go to the movie, same movie. He would buy three tickets, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., three shows in India they have. And halfway he would walk out. Again he would buy the ticket, halfway he would walk out. So after some time, the usher saw the same guy. He buys every show. 1 week it went on. And he walks out halfway. So he said, well, why do you walk out halfway? Don't you want to watch the whole movie? He says, I watched the whole movie the first day. He says, you watched the whole movie the first day, then why do you buy the ticket and you walk out halfway every time? He says, well, have you seen the movie? Usher says, yeah, I saw the movie the first day, just as you did. He said, do you remember in the middle of the movie there is a scene where this girl is starting to take off her clothes to take a bath in the lake. And she's just beginning to take off her clothes and the train comes. You know, the director has done it. Train comes. And by the time the train is gone, she's already in the water. You know, she's up to neck deep. So, you know, that's how the director has done it. He says, yeah, I remember that scene. He said, why do you keep coming back? He says, at least one day the train will be late. Ek din to gaadi der se aayegi. He keeps doing the same thing. You will get the same result. You have to change what you are doing. And then alone, the result will change. And Rumi, we already talked about that. He said, I was the plant, animal, and so on. So here Bhagavan is telling us that the difference between you and me is we both have multiple births. In fact, Arjuna could have also told the sun god that I taught this knowledge to you. If Arjuna knew that I am not just the jiva, but I am Om, the Atman, the Brahma, the total consciousness, then the difference, then is no difference. Then he could have said, a realized master can say that. I taught this knowledge to the sun god. That's why Janak Maharaj in Ashtavakra Gita Swami, Ishwaranandji has taught us. He says, Janak Maharaj, once he has realized, learned from his guru, he says, from Brahmaji to a blade of grass, they all exist in me. Now, Janak Maharaj is only 6 feet tall. How can the entire universe exist in him? Because he knows that I am not only Janaka, this male, this human being, but I am that total consciousness, Brahman, in whom the entire universe exists. So that is the essence of this verse, that everything is in this total consciousness, and the Lord is eternal and omniscient. That's what we had taught last time. He is always there and he knows everything. While you and me, we have very limited knowledge. So is Alpagnya and Sarvagnya. He knows everything. You and I know very little. And the Lord's existence is immortal. Our existence as Jiva is temporary, but as Atman is immortal. It is permanent. Is it warm or is it comfortable? Everybody is okay? Okay. So we'll go to the next verse, where the Lord is expanding on this topic, that what do